This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're with Tom Makem. He is the president of the College of Professional Pilots of Canada. Now, Tom, what is a College of Professional Pilots? There are colleges of physicians and surgeons, there are colleges of pharmacists, etc. But I've never heard of a College of Professional Pilots. Why is that?
That would be because this is the first of its kind in the world, Russ. We're really kind of, to use an aviation term, we're pushing the envelope here, or expanding the envelope of operations for the vocation, really, and that we're hoping that we can transform piloting from its current status, which is really kind of recognized more as a trade, into the true realm of being a professional.
Okay, well, I mean, time and time again, pilots are among the top 10 most respected professions, if I can use that term. When they do polling, like right up there with doctors and veterinarians and that sort of thing. Why do you think this sort of recognition hasn't happened before?
I suspect that perhaps it hasn't happened simply because of the fact that when you think about it, really the idea of flying an airplane or flying a flying machine for hire is really only about 100 years old. And when you look at the evolution that has taken place in that 100 years, well, wow, first of all, it's amazing. And think about what Orville and Wilbur did, and then think about what we're doing right now. And the other side of that is when you look at the very grassroots of what I'll call commercial aviation, there was a very, very heavy emphasis from a military perspective in that the airspace was controlled by the military, the licensing to some degree was handled by the military, and then I suspect the history will show that in the time around World War II and the post-war years, it sort of evolved to being where it is with government bureaucracy, and I mean bureaucracy in the most polite sense of the term, and then the evolution that we've seen now is that we've seen a lot of things. For example, in commercial aviation, in the airlines, we've seen a lot of with deregulation and what that has done, and now with here in Canada with things like safety management systems, where industry is starting to take more responsibility and more control over themselves. And we feel that perhaps the way that the next step in the evolution of being a professional pilot is to take on that recognition and become truly a profession with the self-governance piece that comes with the professions that you mentioned before, like doctors, lawyers, and engineers.
Okay, well, lay it out for me. What will the College of Professional Pilots of Canada look like, and what will be its roles and responsibilities?
That's really it's an interesting question. And basically, I guess if it's to sort of pare it down to three fundamental things, the litigious sides of it would be that the college, what we envision and what we're proposing is that the college would certify pilots' licenses and would accredit college, or flying school perhaps would be a better term to use to avoid confusion, curriculum. And so that would require legislation in order to achieve that. Now, whether that would be accomplished via an amendment of the Aeronautics Act or whether that would be standalone legislation, I really don't know. And it's far too soon in the process to define that. The third thing, which is perhaps the more important side of it, of what we're proposing to do, is to create a support mechanism so that pilots, professional pilots, can be the best professional pilots that they possibly can. And we would provide the sorts of support that are often only seen at the larger airlines through all facets of the industry. It doesn't matter whether you're a brand new commercial pilot in your first job or you're a very, very senior pilot that is due to retire any day, you would have access to the same sorts of support regardless of where you're at. And the idea being is that that support would allow you and provide you with all the resources that you need to be the best that you can be. and to really truly become a part of a fraternity. We don't have that right now. We have sort of tribes, if you will, at different companies and different organizations and different facets of the industry. And we want to create the fraternity of being a pilot, regardless of whether you're flying a helicopter or a fixed-wing aircraft, regardless of what you're doing in the industry. We want to create that fraternity of support for one another to be the best that we can be.
Okay, and that's another point, too. I mean, you happen to be captain for a major carrier, but this is not an airline thing. This is for everything from a flight instructor up to a 747 captain, right?
Absolutely, and everything in between. And that is the one thing. It's interesting, when we first started meeting 3 or 4 years ago to get the ball rolling with this, we would sort of present ourselves from our various operators and the different airplanes that we flew. And very shortly in that process, we realized that that's not what this is all about. We're all pilots, and we're trying to do something that will help all pilots. And that's the part that it's really quite exciting, because I have been involved in union work in the past or association work in the past, and oftentimes that can be a rather head-butting experience, and this is so not that. We do, not to say that we're not always holding hands and singing kumbaya, but we agree on, it's amazing on how many things that we agree on, and the things that we don't agree on are the important things that have to do more with making sure that we get it right when we go out of the gates and start communicating this to everybody, to all the different pilots that are out there.
Okay, well, I mean, this is a Canadian organization, but there will be interest from pilots all over the world in what you're doing. Where can they find out more information?
We have a web presence at www.collegeofpilots.ca. And incidentally, we do track the stats on that site, and we've been getting hits from all over the world. Now, whether that's because there are a lot of expat Canadians throughout the world, or whether there is others that are checking us out from other countries, we're really not certain at this point. We're not able to track that, but it is an exciting endeavor, and we're hoping that if we are successful in bringing this evolution into the industry, that other countries and pilots from around the world will look at what we're doing here in Canada and saying, that's where we need to go. And it's actually one of the stated goals, or it's one of the points that's stated on our website, is that we hope to be recognized as the gold standard for evolving piloting into a profession.
Okay. Well, we appreciate your time today, Tom. It's Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.